Hi there. Thank you for holding, Mark. My name is Paul. I'm the Regional Pricing Director. Of course, my job is to get you the details of the service, answer any questions that you might have. And then Johanna's also asking for me to apply a significantly reduced rate for a well-established business like yours. Happy Monday, by the way. How's your day going so far?
Pretty good.
Good, good. So, you know, I know that Johanna does a pretty good job of outlining at least the basics of our service. Did you have any questions for me at this point other than price?
Not at this point, no.
Okay. So, of course, we offer the service on a month-to-month basis. Now, our job is to make sure that people who need your services find you when they do a keyword search for your services. So they don't need to know the name of your company. They'll call you directly. You're looking at a flat rate of $299.00. It would bill once a month for that exact amount. So you're not paying for leads or dealing with a potential customer that's expecting several calls. You're going to get calls directly from someone who saw your website. Now, I'm not sure if your website is currently down. Statewide Energy Solutions.
That's correct.
Pull that up. StatewideEnergySolutions.com. So you're doing strictly residential work, or are you taking on any commercial work as well?
Yes, I'm doing strictly residential.
Okay. Well, it is on a month-to-month basis. Like I said, there's no long-term contract. You'll get a detailed reporting and tracking system, though, so you'll see exactly how much work you're getting and where that work is coming from. Did you have any questions for me at this point, being that it's a flat rate of $299 a month with the calls coming directly to you?
What, do you use my website?
Well, we would use your website and make sure that your website is listed on the content that the search engines search for. So everything from a fully optimized Facebook page for your business, a Yelp listing, Super Pages, Manta, you'll have almost 70 different directories and destinations. They're all equally important to Google. They all talk about your services and service area. And then because you are traveling, you know, a good 50 miles in any direction, really, this will include a social media campaign and paid Facebook ads as well. That's all part of the $299. Again, that is an exact amount and a flat rate.
Okay.
So you've got this website that, I mean, it's a great conversion tool for the people that see it, but right now, I mean, it's kind of like a digital business card. People need to already know the name of your company and be looking for you and for your website specifically. What this would do, though, for the people who don't already know the name of your business, they don't know who to call, but they need, you know, someone who can do what you can do, they are going to be going on Google and typing in those types of searches, whether it's, you know, window replacement or whatever it might be. So our job is to make
sure. Yeah, how many keywords would you use?
So you're not going to be limited by keyword or search phrase. The algorithm is intelligent enough, as long as we're talking about the services that you provide, you'll pop up for variations of those searches, even misspelling. So you're not going to be like only popping up for a certain number of keywords. As long as it's the service
that
you provide.
And how is that going to interfere with my current SEO company?
So, like, I don't know who you're working with currently. And are they doing any, like, social media or Facebook ads for you? And did you tell Johanna you're already with another SEO company?
Okay, repeat that, please.
So you're working with another company providing a similar service. What is the name of that company?
They're Elite Internet.
Oh, okay. So... And how long have you been with them?
A couple of years,
okay. Well, maybe if you were, say, a couple of months, or certainly if you said a couple of weeks, I would expect to see what I'm seeing. But when I do a search for your company by name, and again, this isn't what you want your customers to do. You want your customers to find you when they're looking for efficient windows or window replacement or whatever they might type in, right? But I'm looking for your company by name, address, phone number. I'm basically telling Google, in this case, to show me everything that you have online, everything that exists for your business that's accessed by Google. And this is what should be there. I mean, what puts you on the first page is relevant content. Now, the companies that pop up on that first page are really only there because they've got more content online relating to their search than their competitors have. So when I do this search, I mean, I do see the number we're speaking on, ending 5657. There's also 949-1007. What is the number that this other company is promoting for your business?
What phone number?
Correct, yeah. There's several phone numbers out there for your business. There's an 800 number as well. And like I said,
right. What is that number?
800-339-4326. There's 214-960-2798. That's part of the problem. Most of it is that you don't have the content. I mean, anything that I'm looking for your company name, your address is consistent. But I do see inconsistency in the phone number, and only about 10.
Well, those two numbers are our company numbers. Hold on one moment for me, please. Hold on.
Sure.
Sorry.
Oh, that's okay. So you said those are the two phone numbers for your company, right? But those aren't the only two numbers that I see. So,
numbers go to some kind.
Okay. There's 214-960-2798. There's 817-663-1834. So, basically, there's another one too, 682-267-3244. These are all phone numbers. Yeah, so these are all phone numbers that are on profiles on directories that have your business name and your business address on them. But, I mean, I'm looking at about 10 different directories and about 4 or 5 different phone numbers on them, okay? But Google wants to see consistency of information, and really, since you're in Dallas, you're going to need every single one of the almost 70 directories that Google indexes. So, like I said, if you're with them 2 weeks and they're just creating content and cleaning up information that's already out there, I'd say okay. But 2 months is too much. 2 years, that's way too much. I mean, you've got about 10%.
They're doing a bunch of stuff for me right now. So.
I don't know what they're doing, but if they're telling you they're doing something, are they getting your phone ringing? That's my question for you. They're not getting you on the first page, and nothing they've done yet.
As much as I would like.
Well, of course not. That's why you're taking this phone call. But you have about a tenth of the directories that you should have, and then there's inconsistent phone numbers on the directories that you do have. So basically, you don't have enough information to convince Google that you provide those services in the area. At least not enough for them to put you ahead of your competitors. And the information that's out there is kind of confusing the search engine because it's an artificial intelligence. You know, it looks for consistent information. It looks for everything to be the same. It's not a person who says, well, it's the same phone or the same business name, the same address. This is probably just a different phone number for the same company. The search engine doesn't think that way. And the search engine says, well, I don't know what this is. And it's definitely, like I said, not consistent, and it's not enough content to have your business pop up ahead of your competitors. So whatever this other company is doing for you, are saying that they're doing for you, one thing they're doing for sure is wasting your time and taking your money. Okay? Everything else that they're saying they're doing, whether they're actually doing it or not, and maybe they're not even doing what they're saying, but whatever they're actually doing is not helping to get your phone ringing. It's not the content Google wants to see. And no matter how long you stay with them, no matter how long you listen to and believe the things that they say that they're doing that are helping you, I don't see how it could get your phone ringing, because when I look for the information that your company has, I basically did a NAPW audit just now, name, address, phone number, and website. That's what Google does when someone does a search. But they're looking for, they're looking for accurate and consistent information. They're wanting to be kind of overwhelmed and reassured with the fact that you definitely provide those services. They're not seeing that. Google won't see that. Google will see what I'm seeing. Not enough content and certainly not enough accurate information to have you pop up ahead of your competitors. I mean, maybe if you're the only company in town providing that service, if you're in a very small town, then what you have would be enough. So I don't know what you're paying this other company. I'd say if it was a dollar, it's a dollar too much.
No, I'm listening to you.
So, like I said, what we would do is do things the right way, whether it conflicts with what they do or not. We would gain access to your Google listing, make you the owner if you're not already, and then we would put the content that Google wants to see. Because you're in the Dallas metro and 50-mile radius, this would include a social media campaign and paid Facebook ads. If this other company's telling you that they can get you found 50 miles away, I mean, I don't even think you're showing up for your zip code.
Well,
we offer our services
only 30 miles. But...
Well, okay, if you're looking at 30 miles, you're still in Dallas, I would still want to do a social media campaign and paid Facebook ads to get your phone ringing quickly. I mean, we could do Google ads too, or even Google pay per lead, which is local service or Google guarantee. But the position that we're calling about right now that Johannes spoke with you about is that local map position, that pack result that pops up near the top of the page. And, you know, like I said, it's frustrating for me when I talk to a business owner that says, oh, I'm already doing that. I'm working with another company. They keep telling me, you know, give it a little more time or things are going to get better. Or they tell me this list of things that they're doing for me. But directory submissions, I mean, if their job is to get you on that first page, they're not doing it. You know, they're not even going about it.
What's your name?
My name is
Paul. What's your name?
Paul.
And a phone number, Paul?
Yeah, you can call me 877-635-6225. Again, it's 877-635-6225.
And what's your company name?
We're Local Splash.
Local Splash. And how long have you been in business?
For 18 years. I've been with the company for 10 years.
Okay. I like what you're telling me. And I have had this conversation with the company I'm working with. And they told me to give them 30 days. I see a big difference.
Okay.
And that was about maybe 10 days ago.
Okay.
And they said if they couldn't do what I wanted them to do, that they would let me off the hook.
Okay. So you're going to want to give them another 20 days?
I happen to actually like the people over there, but you're right. I'm not getting what I'm paying for.
I don't know if you're with them to get more phone calls for your company, or if you have potlucks
with
them. You can still like them, but if you're paying them to provide a service for your company, you're paying a lot more than you should, because they're not really doing what they're supposed to do.
I understand, sir. Believe me, Paul.
Yeah.
That's why I took your call. And I get 5 of these calls a day. I'm as you can probably understand.
Oh, I bet.
So, but the reason I took your number down is it is a Monday. I want to talk to them. I'm going to give them until the end of the week.
Okay.
Call back and see what they're doing. And then, you know, just seems like you're off, that's all below price.
Well, the normal price is $599, but you've been in business long enough to qualify for our legacy rate. We start reducing the cost of our service when we're dealing with established companies who know what they're doing, because we know that once we get them on the first page, they'll do their job. Once we do our job, they do their job. They do quality work. They get good reviews. They keep our service that works out long term. We could be the company that charges you up front. We could be the company that makes sure that we make money regardless of whether you do or not. But we're not that company, okay? We go in the hole to get you on the first page. Well,
you do a landing
page? You have a website, which I don't see. I mean, I try to click on it, and it tells me there's a security threat, so it won't even let me open up your website. I would.
What are you pulling up?
Okay, so you have.
What is the website?
So your website is listed statewideenergysolutions.com.
Correct.
Okay. So, and it's linked to a Google listing, right? So if that's the website that they built for you,
how come when I pull it up, it comes up just fine?
Well, because you've opened it before and your browser recognizes your search, but I've never opened it before. And it's telling me there's a security threat on your, well, yeah, go on a computer you've never used or something like that. So, I mean,
can I do it incognito?
I can call you. Yeah, you can try that. So I can call you back. You said on Friday, you know, I don't know what this other company is charging you, but like
them.
I said, yeah, the normal cost of our service would be $599 a month, you know, and that's still a more than fair price for the services that we provide. But our business model is to get results for our clients and keep them on board for a long time. We don't break even until the fourth or fifth month. But our clients keep the service long term because it's profitable to be on the first page.
You can probably tell I'm pretty loyal.
I think you're a little too loyal. Loyalty is good, but I mean, I know that you like them and they're nice people, but if you've been with them for 2 years and they've done about 10% of what they're supposed to do, and even what they did was wrong, I mean, that's like going to someone's house and ripping out the old windows and then not putting in new windows. You're worse off than you were before. So.
No, I get it.
It's nice to like somebody, but you got to like them for the right reasons. And if it's a working relationship, it has to work. It has to work for you. So.
I agree, Paul.
I'll give you a call back maybe about the same time. Do you think you'll speak with them by this time on Friday?
I'll give you a call back next Monday or Tuesday call you before.
That sounds
good. Yeah, I want to talk to them. I'm off on Friday, so I'm going to give them a call on Wednesday or Thursday and
that sounds
just
good.
Find out
all right, Mark.
What's happening.
Well,
and then Mondays are real busy days for me.
I'll call you
so
Tuesday.
So give me a call Tuesday or Wednesday, and
okay.
We can probably work something out.
All right. That sounds good, Mark, and I appreciate your time. You take care. You have a great week. I'll talk to you like Tuesday or Wednesday of next week.
You got it, buddy. Thank you.
Thank you, too, sir. You have a great day. Take care. Bye-bye.